We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. One of the goals of your Christian education at this school is that you would grow in your faith in Christ so that it becomes the same solid conviction as the Apostle Paul when he said in 2 Timothy 1, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. It's quite a statement when you consider some details. Paul, over against himself, has in mind God's steadfast love for him, the forgiveness of all his sins, which included persecuting Christians at one point in his life, belonging to God forever, spending eternity in heaven with a glorified, risen body. He considered all of that as a deposit made in heaven with his name on it, handed over to God for safekeeping, like putting money in a bank and building up the account with interest compounded. Paul was banking on God to make the promises, the expectations of his faith, come true for him on the last day. Can we all have that same degree of confidence and conviction about ourselves? Absolutely. Jesus wants you to bank your treasure in heaven with him. Of course, the devil has other ideas. Satan wants to rip you off. Something he could accomplish only if you let him. The devil cannot change what Jesus did in your place. He cannot diminish the power of God's word one bit or undo any of its promises. His only option is to set something near you as a trap, like temptation or false teaching, in the hope that one way or another you drift away from Christ. So yes, you need to be on guard at all times, because the devil is going to be relentless. He's clever. He knows how to sell the lie. But you, as you leave the shelter of ILC, get to have at your disposal to face this opposition to your faith overwhelmingly superior firepower. You have Jesus and his word as the sure safety of your soul in this world. Paul also said to Timothy and to us, same chapter, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. As you move on from here, sooner or later, as you face the challenge of many temptations along the way, as you encounter the devil's lies in disguise, you have the Bible to help you identify what is morally right in God's eyes, what is morally wrong, the truth of God, the error of the devil, what is spiritually safe for you, and what is spiritually dangerous. These sound words, as Paul refers to them, are simply the Bible doctrines of law and gospel already taught to you, first by parents at home, then by pastor and teachers in the congregation, and now professors here. But more importantly, these sound words have come into your hearts as a deposit from God, put there and kept there by the Holy Spirit. Your Christian education becomes a success. Your growth in Christian conviction happens only when, because the Holy Spirit does his work in your hearts. Your safekeeping in this world, that of your soul, is a top priority, very important to your Savior. And so He has given you the truth of His Word as protection. He has sent the Spirit into your hearts. He has tied you to Himself so that He and His gospel continue to be the foundation and certainty of your life. And I want you to capitalize that word, life, with a capital L. Jesus wants you to know that in Him you have a sure thing like no other. It's that same conviction mentioned before. It's the same banking of treasure with Him. The treasure is certain because He paid for all of it. The treasure is certain because He gives it to you according to the policy of grace. A free gift, not something that we earn. What still remains to happen for us would be the final future fulfillment. The Lord down from heaven with angels, then back up to heaven with believers. The Lord coming back for us to eradicate the curse of sin and cause our life with God to graduate in the ultimate sense, face to face with Him in that permanent state of joy, glory, and perfection. Now here's something to remember as it applies to conviction. What Jesus did for you in the past, His victory on the cross followed by His resurrection from the grave, that's the pledge, the deposit, the certainty of what He will do for you and me, for Paul, Timothy, and all the other believers on that day yet to come. And what a day it will be. Until then, for your own sake, use Jesus and His Word as your security in this life, as your anchor in this world. Use Jesus and His Word as your victory over death, your everyday experience of Emmanuel, God with us, no matter where we are. God with us, now and forever. Amen. We close today singing hymn 433, stanzas 1, 2, and 6. Stanzas 1, 2, and 6, hymn 433.